Good morning. What a great joy it is to welcome each and every one of you on this rainy day. But we know that indeed all sunshine makes a desert, and we need this water to nourish the earth, just like we need God's Spirit to nourish our souls. And it is our hope and our prayer that indeed God might nourish us while we are here, and that we might continue to give honor and glory to God who does that for us each and every day. May the peace of Christ be with you. Let us rise and pass the peace of Christ to our neighbor.
Good morning. Can you hear me now? Somebody told me they were having trouble hearing me. Crank me up. We welcome you this morning. If you're visiting with us, we're glad to have you here and hope you'll come back again. And I don't know, ushers, are there any packets out there? There are. Okay. I meant to check with you. I'm sorry. Good, because we were missing some one last week, I think. Okay. Can you hear me now? Raise your hand if you can hear me. No. Never mind. Anyway, welcome. We're glad to have you here. There are announcements in the bulletin. I hope you'll catch up with them. I'm not going to read them all, but don't forget pancake breakfast next Sunday to help kick off the Sunday school. And it'd be good to have everybody back. Some of the classes were carrying on. They were continuing. Okay, you heard me on that one, I'm sure. So come and have breakfast before you go to Sunday school. Sounds like a good thing. That might be something to, well, we'll talk about that. Okay, let's see. Some other activities here. There's the Day of Parts coming. Read up on that for the women. And Saturday night service is coming on this coming Saturday, the 6th. So I hope you'll join the kickoff for that and see how that goes. It sounds like it'll be an interesting time together. A little less formal. Anything else? Okay. Yeah, everything starts next week. The kids' choirs and all the Sunday school and youth activities, too. So any other announcements from out there? Okay, I'm going to give you a preview of coming attractions, things you always wanted to know about conference. Well, some of those things anyway. Next Sunday, I'm working it up for you because I got to go to conference. How many of you went to conference this year? How many have ever gone? Okay, we'll come next week and find out what it's all about. He goes all the time. Okay, that's it. Please stand for the call to worship, which is in your bulletin. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on God's holy name.
Sing praises to our God. Tell of God's wonderful works.
Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Let the faithful glory in the Lord's awesome power. Give thanks to the Lord. Rejoice that the Lord has given us land flowing with milk and honey.
Let everything draws breath, praise the living God.
Let's continue with the opening prayer. Great I Am, you excite our curiosity, inviting us to turn aside from the ruts we travel
and finally return. You appear to us in a flame of fire, teasing open our imagination and revealing windows into our world we could not conceive on our own. Surprise us once more, living flame. Reveal the wonder of your world as it may be. A world where love is genuine, a world where evil is hated and saints are honored, a world where mutual affection abides, a world where hospitality is shown to strangers, a world where enemies are loved and cared for, a world where all may be one. Amen.
Let's join together our hymn of praise 128, He Leadeth Me, O Blessed Thought.
Are you awake?
Uh-huh.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Did you have a good night's sleep? You did. Today? The other day. And what did you do with that tooth? You put it under your pillow, and what happened? $5? Wow, you know what I got? A quarter. But I haven't lost one for a while. Was that your first one? No. You lost two other ones, so that's your third one. That's why it was $5, because third time's a charm. That's called inflation. Yeah. That's pretty good. Do you have all your teeth? Yeah. Do you have all your teeth? I did a funeral the other day, and they were talking silly about Grandma, and they remembered when Grandma used to flick her teeth out at them, because she could take hers out at night, put them in a cup and clean them. You can't do that? You took just with the one that came out? Do you brush them good? Yeah, brush them good so that you keep them. Then you don't flip them out. Yeah. Do you have grandmas and grandpas that have false teeth? Does Grandma have, I'm looking back there at his grandma, does she have false teeth? Can you flip yours out? Yeah, it's funny. Now he's going to say, Grandma, will you take your teeth out for me? Sorry about that, but, you know, hey, life can be silly, huh? So do you have to go to school tomorrow? Why? It's Labor Day, and so you get to rest from your labor. Do you labor at all? Anybody here get the day off because you're not laboring tomorrow? Yep. Unless you're in retail, then you got to work. Figure that one out. So tomorrow's a holiday because it's Labor Day, so we get to rest from our work and our labor. Now, here in the church, who do we come to learn about? God and who's God's Son? Jesus and the Holy Spirit. So do we ever take a rest from God? No, never. So even though we get Labor Day, we still don't rest from God. And even when we used to hit that magic age of 62 and retire, now that changes all over the place, we still never retire from God. We are always called to be God's disciples and good servants and follow what God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit want us to do. And remember that? All right, let's bow for prayer. Lord God, we are thankful for these children. And we know that your Spirit is with them and that you bless them every day. Continue, O God, to watch over them as well as the moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, and those who care for them. For we know that you have great things in store for them. For this, O God, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, you have your pappy? Good deal. Now, what did I do last week? Were you here last week? Do you remember what I did? I dumped a bucket of ice water on my head. Yeah, and so today you're collecting money for ALS, all right? Yep. How many of you did the bucket challenge when you went home? All right, those of you that didn't, big bucks, all right? Just tell them you don't want coins, you want paper. Checks are fine. Thank you, kids.
And byways of life, many are weary and sad. Carry the sunshine where darkness is rife, making the sorrowing glad. Make me a blessing, make me a blessing. Love as the Master loved you.
In your hymnal to page 828 for responsive reading of Psalm 105. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call on God's name. Make known God's deeds among the people.
Sing to the Lord, sing praises. Tell all God's wonderful works.
Glory in God's holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice.
Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek the Lord's presence continually.
Remember the wonderful works God has done, the miracles and judgments God has uttered.
Offspring of Abraham, God's servant, children of Jacob, God's chosen ones.
The Lord is our God, whose judgments are in all the earth.
The Lord is
the covenant made with Abraham, his promise sworn to Isaac, and confirmed to Jacob as his statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you
have given the land of Canaan as your portion for your inheritance.
At this time, the ushers will come forward for our offerings and tithes. Our gifts to your altar this morning, remembering that Jesus told us that if we were truly to be his disciples, we would need to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow. It's tempting to try to follow without taking up the cross, or trying to follow without denying ourselves. More often we seek to simply take the name of Christian without denying, taking the cross, or following, just following. Guide us, Lord, on this journey of discipleship. Use these gifts and use us. In our Savior's holy name we pray. Amen.
Please be seated. We come now to that time to lift up joys and concerns for individuals and situations among us. You'll see on the back page of our prayer list that Dale is listed in McKeesport Hospital. He may now be in Redstone, Greensburg. So when I talked to them the other day, they were waiting for him to be transitioned over to there. So I'm not 100% sure at this time where he is. But I'm sure that the family would continue to covet your prayers for Dale. There's a multitude of other individuals there, those in personal care homes, continuous prayers, this month's prayer list, as well as our service personnel. As well as two others here, there are some additional flowers on the altar from a funeral I did Friday morning, the funeral of Tammy, and I'm sure that the family would continue to seek your prayers as well. And also prayers for my mom, Dawn, upcoming surgery. So we'll keep you in our prayers as well. So let us unite our hearts and our spirits as we seek God's presence in our prayer hymn number 534, Be Still My Soul.
Thank you.
Our gracious and loving God, how good it is to be in your presence, to know with all certainty, to know without a doubt that you are here, to know that even later today, perhaps as plans are changed because of the rain, even tomorrow because plans are changed if there is rain, that no matter where we are, there you are as well. Oh God, this is good news to hold on to hang on to. For we know that you are as close to us as the air we breathe, as the air against our skin. That your love for us, oh God, is perfect. There's nothing we can do today to make you love us anymore. There's nothing we can do today to make you love us any less. Oh God, indeed, we are indebted to you. You spoke and everything that is around us came into being. You offer to us grace and forgiveness through your Son, Jesus Christ. And you ask that we respond by ordering our lives after the teachings of Christ, to go into the world and faithfully serve you and him as we are empowered by the teachings of Christ and the inspiration of your Holy Spirit. Oh God, we are grateful for all that you offer and all that you do for us. Oh God, as we come into your presence, forgive us for those sins in our past. Wipe them away that today, in this moment, we might begin fresh and new. Continue, oh God, to bless and anoint us as we seek to be your faithful servants in the world. Continue, oh God, to bless and use us as we pray for brothers and sisters. Those individuals and needs that we voiced this day, those, O God, listed on our prayer list, those individuals and situations upon our hearts that cannot be made public. O God, you work wonders in the lives of your people, and you know our needs before we even ask. O God, continue to anoint us and bless us that as we go forth into the world, that we might be a blessing to those in need. Those that we will meet and interact with this day and in the days ahead, may the light of Christ radiate forth from within us that others might see and experience and respond to the good news. Bless us, O God, as individuals. Bless us as churches. Bless us as disciples as you send us into the world. O God, we ask and pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. As we share together in the prayer Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we make preparations to hear the words of Scripture this day, if you are able, would you please stand? Hear these words from the 16th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you." But Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." And then Jesus said to his disciples, "If any of you want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone what has been done. Truly I tell you, there are those standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his glory. God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of the holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for these words of Scripture, for their claim, for their teaching, for their practicality in daily life and living. Now, O God, in these moments that we share together, we pray that you would give us comfort, that you would give us rest from the activities of daily life and living, those things past, present, and yet to come. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. That's good to know. That's a phrase that we sometimes use when someone passes on a bit of trivial information or odd information or just something that we choose to hang on to. That's good to know. I mean, who would have thought that on a jar of peanut butter that they would need to put a label that says may contain nuts? Okay. Or that money doesn't grow on trees. A little bit weird, a little bit obvious, but nonetheless, those facts are good to know. But even Jesus is not immune from offering up such insights. Like when he says it's good for a person, or what good is it for a person to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? It's a little weird, but it's really obvious. It's kind of good to know. It's estimated that at any given time, 0.7% of the world's population is drunk. Good to know. On average, and I'm not sure if this is just in our country, I hope not, I hope it's worldwide, on average, 12 newborns will be given to the wrong parents every day. That's good to know. Oh, in the 1830s, ketchup was sold as a medicine. Cure for baldness, not sure if you eat it or put it up here, and a cure for athlete's foot and all points in between. Good to know. The world we live in is filled with strange but useful facts. The stuff that can just catch us a little off guard, but you go, oh, I might want to hold on to that tidbit of information stored away in my brain. Like, for example, are you aware that more people are killed every year by coconuts than by sharks? I said that the other day, and Abigail said, oh yeah, I know that one. What? You don't get 10 bucks for that one. So if you're going away on a vacation, don't sit under a coconut tree. Scripture as well is filled with some of these good-to-know truths. Take the book of Proverbs, for example. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 14. If you don't believe me, look it up. It says this: whoever blesses his neighbor with a loud voice rising early in the morning will be counted as cursing. In other words, wait until your neighbor wakes up, has their shower, cup of coffee, and a bagel, and then shout blessings at them. Good to know. Jesus' words to his disciples in Matthew chapter 16 are packed with some good-to-know insights. We know that just a few verses earlier that Peter had the greatest aha moment in history, clearly confessing that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. And yet here now comes Jesus hot on those words with a strange list of insights that, well, bring us to reality and out of that joy. They are loaded with truth that, well, we just can't ignore them. Can't help but sense that at some point in our lives, this information just might come in handy. They're good to know. Let's look at a few. Look at verse 21. Jesus is not surprised by his suffering, death, and resurrection. Jesus saves us and goes to the cross with his eyes wide open, knowing full well what is coming. Oh, it's tempting at times to see Jesus as an accidental savior pushed to the cross rather than one who walked right into it, seeking to embrace it full well on our behalf. Jesus knew that the path of righteousness he was to take and the trial that he was to follow, he knew full well what was coming down the road. Jesus knew that he was going to offer us hope in our lives today. Secondly, good to know, Jesus does not need us to protect him, to defend him. Rather, Jesus just simply needs us to follow him. That's also very good to know. Look at verses 24 and 25. Discipleship is not about protecting Jesus or ourselves for that matter. In this broken world, everything around us seems to be backwards. We will only discover the greatness of Almighty God when we know and experience our human limitations. And yet we fight against this every single day, 1,000 different ways through our living and through our prayers. And yet we must always live into the truth that God's grace is located at the end of our ropes, not at the top of our ropes. Oh, the world is filled with some strange and obvious information. You can go online to dumbwarnings.com. It's a website that has collected some of the dumbest warning labels found on everyday products. For example, a Zippo lighter warns users, "Do not ignite in face." Really? Or a warning on a Bayer aspirin bottle that says, "Do not take if you are allergic to aspirin." I was on it again this morning when I was having my breakfast, and my favorite one. On a bottle of unknown hair coloring, it says, "Do not use as an ice cream topping." Really? Why do we have to put a label on candles that says, "Remove cellophane before lighting"? Oh, come on. You're all thinking right now, how about that lady that got her coffee at McDonald's and burnt herself? Well, 15 years ago, did you go to McDonald's to get cold coffee? You can now, but you didn't then. Of course it's hot. After the first service, I had people coming up to me, "Fritz, what, the little handicap parking thing that hangs on your rearview mirror, do not leave here when you're driving." Diane said that sunshade that goes across the whole windshield, remove before driving. Hello? George Hollenbeck said to me, "How about this one, David? In a sports magazine, you can buy a portable toilet seat that fits into your hitch on the back of your pickup truck." Now, I don't know about you, but that's not really where I want to go. But then it says, "Caution, don't use while vehicle is moving." Oh, come on. That's not the kind of movement you're looking for. I couldn't resist. But you know why those labels are on there? Because someone did what they're cautioning you against. Now, while these warnings may be obvious to the average sober person, the sad fact is that they're there only because someone did what they're cautioning you against. Someone did, in fact, flick a Zippo lighter in their face and catch their beard and hair on fire. So that information is useful and, well, good to know. Perhaps that's how some of these insights of Jesus strike you. A little strange, true, obvious. And yet, my friends, for a good number of those who grace our churches and fill our sanctuaries, and especially those who are outside the walls of our churches, who walk the streets of our neighborhoods, our places of work and play, the idea of a God who chooses suffering in order to save the world is a little bit strange. The idea of discipleship as discovering God when we are at our end rope, rather than when we are doing our best, is just perhaps a little bit new information. And yet it's all good to know, essential to know. But many don't yet know it, or at the very least are in need of being reminded of it. Which of Jesus's strange but essential, tough but true teachings that are good to know do those individuals in your care need to know? Those who were in your presence last week, those who will be in your presence in the week to come, what do they need to know? Is somebody at a particularly low point needing to be reminded that they are now even closer to Almighty God than they were in their greatest moments? Is someone near the end of his or her existence fighting for breath and wondering, has it all been worth it? Is someone wondering where the hope and joy of life are? Have they experienced the incredible power and presence of God's healing grace and forgiveness? Do they know the one who will always be there? Will you tell them about him? A regulation golf ball has 336 dimples on it. John Lennon's first girlfriend was named Thelma Pickles. The plastic bag that you brought your groceries home in is not a toy. All things that are good to know may come in handy in some trivia game. They may come in handy when you're sitting around having a conversation that is insanely boring. Now you've got some conversation starters. If such remote facts are useful, how much more useful are the words of Jesus Christ in this morning's text? Store those words away somewhere in your brain and in the hearts of people so that it might be used later on. We can park the truth that Jesus doesn't need us to protect him right next to Jimmy Carter was the first president born in a hospital. You'll never know when you need to access those two truths, but something inside me tells me that we will, and something inside me tells me that one of those truths is a little more important than the other. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we are thankful for your words of Scripture, those bits of trivial truth that we store away, just to bring them out in those moments when needed. Oh God, we know that the Scriptures, you tell us that when we need the correct words, they will be there. As you send us out into the world, oh God, we pray that we will be in tune with your Spirit, in tune with the teachings of Jesus Christ, so that the timing of our words just might be perfect. Send us, bless us, anoint us, for it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. Let us stand now and sing our parting hymn, number 417, I Am Thine, O Lord.
Thank you.
make a quick apology before I do the benediction. We are leaving very quickly because we have a wedding to attend in Buckhannon, West Virginia. And we're on a time schedule, so I will not be standing at the back to greet you so that we can sneak out and get on our way and not be running late. Thank you. Gracious God, we are thankful for your presence, for your love, for your call to be in service to you. To share the light of Christ, his presence, his teachings with the world is indeed an awesome calling, privilege, and honor. Send us forth, O God, to be your church, to be your disciples, where we go in the name of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.